See, I like how you're basically just doing that at me. Just like, ha ha! Oh, there's a camera. Oh, fun.
Don't use that one.
So what, did you get the...
Red Ramble.
Rambler, yeah?
Rambler.
How is it? Red?
It's not my favorite red.
It's a generic amber.
Yeah.
I heard the blonde from this...
it's nothing like that special that I would write home about, but I mean...
I'm glad I'm not the only one who uses that to explain things.
Good. Yeah, but see, you have a reason to. You don't live at home.
Caitlin. Hey, I can write my family letters. It's nothing that I'd go home and write on the whiteboard about. That's what I meant.
Hey, look, family, there's something in the mailbox. Katie, the mail hasn't come in yet. But look.
Katie, it's Sunday. There's no post on Sunday. You got a letter, though. Read it.
You know, that's actually something that's changed. That is vaguely relevant news already that I can awesome. I can throw at you as we start Excellent. Episode 107. 107. Had to think about that for a second.
Yeah.
107 of the Buffering Podcast. And this has almost nothing to do with buffering, but it has something to do with Amazon and Amazon Prime subscription account holders, where they will now start offering Sunday delivery.
Awesome.
So you can...
Now you have something to look forward to on your Sundays.
Huh.
Other than Jesus.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Says Jesus.
Says Jesus.
Wow.
No, I took the halo off.
That's true. Way to be modest. Yeah. I feel like my glasses keep moving around. And it's really
I think you're crazy.
You're crazy.
But Katie, think... Rachel, thank you very much for joining us for the episode, as we should probably call attention to that in some sense.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
There we go. I was waiting for it's like, and contribution. Right.
Yes.
There.
You sure?
No.
On the show.
I'll just sit here and make weird faces. It's so good.
Pretty.
Yeah, especially when the camera's pointed.
This
at the
is my best friend, Rachel. Everybody.
I wasn't raised to talk. I was raised to be pretty.
That's not true at all. No. It's like the opposite.
I know.
Of how you were raised.
That's exactly the opposite of what my mom wants for me. So.
That's
you
why
will
she's doing it.
Talk pretty.
Yes, you have to talk pretty. And look pretty.
Yes. And think pretty. And feel pretty.
And feel pretty. And make pretty. And do pretty.
Whang, plong.
Sorry.
See, now I have to wonder if I think pretty, because
no.
I think in, like, cartoon.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's pretty or not.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, there's so many conceptions of pretty where there's, like, pretty, pretty princess pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is, like, art museum pretty, and then there's...
Gritty.
What?
Yeah.
There's average?
Gritty, pretty.
Gritty and pretty.
Great pretty.
Gritty? Like, gritty, pretty.
Gritty, pretty.
Like, The Dark Knight is...
City pretty.
Gritty, pretty, I would say.
Pretty gritty.
Pretty gritty.
That's pretty gritty.
But it's gritty pretty.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty.
Yeah. But then Sin City would be gritty pretty.
Visually pleasing, but not in a model-esque manner.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of the antithesis
not fitting
of pretty...
social norms, much like Rachel. That's something
yeah,
we
I don't
learned.
Know either. I was just making noises because I wanted to fit in.
That should be your buzzin' for the game.
Not quite Fonzie.
That'll be mine. I'll go.
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. So something to look forward to,
yes.
Listeners.
But there is some news this week that I kind of wanted to prompt based on the fact that I was watching Phineas and Ferb Mission Marvel as you were arriving, because there has been a partnership between Disney and Netflix to produce 4 new shows, all based from Marvel products. Let go keyboard. And they will feature, one will feature Daredevil, one will feature Iron Fist, one will feature Luke Cage, and one will feature Jessica Jones, which means I recognize 50% of that. I don't know if anyone
know
else
Jessica
really knows.
Jones.
I know 3 out of the 4.
What's Jessica Jones?
I bet
I
he knows
know.
Iron
That's
Fist.
That's the one I don't know.
Okay. Well, Daredevil is guaranteed to be better than the Daredevil movie.
I was gonna say that Ben Affleck has already signed on to that product just to see if anyone's going to freak out, because he's not. But
no, there's not. No fucking way.
It's not.
It's not. He's not. He's not.
No, zero out of the four. And I have never seen the Avengers or anything.
I only know two of them because of Avengers Alliance on Facebook.
Yes.
Iron Fist and Luke Cage are both scrappers.
Duly noted.
They are pretty scrappy.
Like, they go around and, like, rip stuff off of people's cars and then sell it to auto repair shops?
And no, they punch things really hard.
Because they're scrappy, like Scrappy-Doo.
Like a boxer.
Like, so they're, like, really puntable, like, I hate them and I want to kill them.
They're like, hey, you want to go?
Yeah.
Basically. I'm feeling scrappy. They're like those old-time boxers. Hey.
Come on now, rope-a-dope. I'll get you, you little...
I'm going to twiddle my mustache, and then I'm going to punch you in the face.
Ha-ha.
Wait, her last name, Jessica like Jones, I just pulled this up on Wikipedia, is Jessica Campbell Jones Cage. So I guess that means there are going to be crossovers? Or she's...
Is she like his daughter or something?
It just says partnerships, Luke Cage, but it doesn't say...
Maybe
like,
they were
banging.
Married.
Or maybe it's a partnership much like, you know, Game of Thrones, where there's siblings.
Midtown High student Jessica Campbell was bitten when Peter Parker was bitten by the irradiated spider that gave him his powers. She had a crush on him and had just plucked up the courage to speak to him when he was distracted by the bite. She also had a celebrity crush on teen heartthrob Johnny Storm. What the fuck?
That's really weird. I don't want to watch that.
Wait, so what was she bitten by?
No, she had a crush on a guy who also got attacked by something. Let's see.
What was she attacked by?
Well,
you know
on,
what
on,
her superpower is?
There's more. There's more.
She kills guys who she has crushes on, / gives them superpowers and junk. Causes them.
Soon thereafter, Jessica was riding in a car with her family when they collided with a military convoy carrying radioactive chemicals.
Of course.
Her family was killed.
Yep.
And after spending several months in a coma, she was placed in foster care and adopted by the Jones family. Months later...
Let's check what? This radioactive
I like
child.
This. So she spent several months in a coma and was put into foster care while in the coma and was adopted by a family. Months later, she awoke, stirred by the first coming of Galactus outside her hospital
room. Who the fuck
room.
Is like...
What is going on here?
I really want to adopt
Wake
this
up,
coma
Wake up, I'm here to
person.
Eat your planet.
Hey. Hey, are you awake?
I can't
are
eat
you
your
awake?
Planet
I'm
if you're
here.
Sleeping.
Jessica later discovered that her radiation exposure granted her super strength, limited invulnerability and flight, which she never fully mastered. Why the fuck did she use it then? Which she never fully mastered during her superhero career, which I guess then she retired or something. The Joneses re-enrolled Jessica at Midtown High, which was probably... awkward, where she was ostracized by her classmates, especially that fucker Flash Thompson. I added in the fucker part.
I thought you might have.
Oh, by the way, you can swear on the show. I didn't say that before.
We have an
so.
Explicit rating, so it's
yeah.
Cool.
Wait, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, if she didn't master them, and then she retired, did she master them after she retired?
I was wondering that. Or, like, is she the person who's, like, just randomly starts flying sideways unintentionally? It's like, hold on, I got this, I got this. Whoosh! Wah!
She goes, I'll save you. I can fly perfectly capably for the first 10 seconds. And then after I actually grab you from this tall building.
And wouldn't it be awful if she, like, didn't know if her superpowers were working or not? Because somebody could, like, shoot at her and she'd be like, nah, that's not going to hurt me, but it might.
Yeah, limited invulnerability. You can get hurt, but you won't really know what it is until it happens.
Like,
I already have questions about this show. And I feel like I might actually watch it just to see what happens and then not watch it after the first episode because I won't care because she'll just be another generic, I can kind of fight, I can take punches, and I can fly sideways.
Did you say this is going to be cartoon or live action?
Not specific, just four series.
Okay.
Another question.
Yes.
Male superheroes always wear real masks, but women don't. They think that putting on a fantastic outfit will make no one recognize them. Will she be wearing a mask?
You know, I have this picture to show you that shows no mask. So
typical.
She's just
They're like
lady.
Well, yeah, they're like, they're not even looking at my face because this outfit shows off my boobs so well, so I don't need a mask.
Social norms.
Yeah, all it says, here's the article that I pulled off of CanadianReviewer.com.
Uh-oh, you can't trust it.
Big authority.
The best reviewer.
While US TV network ABC has Marvel's Agents of...
I really don't...
They forgot an S in that.
Talk about
it
that.
Just says Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Netflix...
Damn it, Canada.
Netflix is set to have four different 13-episode shows on the streaming site. The new shows will be based on lesser-known superheroes, which makes it weird that Daredevil's on there because he's not as lesser-known, but still
lesser-known. He's still lesser-known.
They'll start streaming from 2015 onward, and they'll have a fifth miniseries featuring all four characters. It'll be called The Defenders.
That's kind of dumb.
Huh.
Also, we should talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and how unimpressed I am with it.
Maybe it would be better if this, if they went along with what this Canadian reviewer did and made it just Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. So it would just be Coulson and not these other people that I don't really care about.
I don't give a shit about any of them.
Yeah. But Coulson is a background character that is just kind of supports everyone, and that's why he's more likable. He can't become a douche in any sense of... capacity.
That's true. I feel like if you watch too much Coulson, then he might become kind of a douche, and then you wouldn't like him as much.
Mm.
Maybe not a douche, but it's just like, oh, here's this guy again.
Well, I mean, the car that he drives in it makes him seem like, okay, you like cool things. The only reason I keep watching it is because, like, I want to figure out, like, how they brought him back to life or whatever. And they keep not talking about it. And I know that they're saving it because that's probably the only reason that many other people are watching it.
Because
the rest of it sucks. Yeah.
I have a potential spoiler that I heard about that was a theory.
Okay.
I don't know if you want it or not.
Yeah, sure.
Approval from the floor. I'm not going to
approval. I've probably heard it. Yeah.
Okay. So the reason that Coulson was such a big fan of Captain America... is that he was also an experimental super soldier in a second wave of folk. And so he actually was able to heal as a result of whatever his serum was that protected him. But that's theory.
It's meh.
Like, he grew up wanting to be Captain America, so he had the opportunity to go into the second wave of super soldiers.
Mm.
And so he got, like, not all of it, but he still had a little bit of the badassery necessary to become the Coulson that he is.
I see. Well, I haven't heard that before, but the one that I've heard is that he's, I think the term was life model, so like a clone, basically, of Coulson, of the original Coulson.
Yeah, but, I could see that being true.
Yeah. But we'll see.
I don't really want to keep watching it.
I'll be kind of let down if it is just a clone.
Yeah.
I want it to be the real Coulson, and I want it to be an awesome reveal.
So, Rachel, what do you think about all this, since you have no say in the matter or interest?
I've never watched it, but I can tell you the sociology of superheroes and the unfairness towards women and gender bias. And
the same that carries over a lot into video games as a similar interpretation.
Yeah, and it's so heterosexual that I don't know, just...
There are several gay superheroes, actually.
But the culture within itself is so heterosexual within the relationships and the, like, you use the terms boyfriend and girlfriend in those shows. It's just heterosexual. It's heteronormative. I don't know. I can tell you the complete sociology behind it, but I don't know if I'd watch it or like it.
Well, I mean, sure, so much of that concept was born out of 1950s culture, so it definitely has that backing to it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but exactly. Actually, those comics were fairly progressive as far as that goes, because several of the, like, female heroines have girlfriends or women who they've, like, been with and everything that they mention. And it's just, like, when it gets turned into a TV show or film that it gets...
Americanized,
and
it gets calmed down
I mean,
for American culture.
I'll admit, I like comics... and, you know, graphic novels way more than I like their TV adaptions or movie adaptions, because I find the actual graphic novels to be a lot more thought-provoking and beautiful. But that might be due to the fact that you still get to use your own creativity.
Yeah, it's book versus movie every time, where it's just like, oh, that's how they thought it would happen? That's not really what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Kind of approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, you know.
Kind of like how pissed I got that Dakota Fanning voiced Coraline.
Yep. Yep.
There's my big movie grievance.
Yeah.
Ever.
No, wait, but I mean,
just
like,
the fact that she voiced her, or
I recognize Dakota Fanning's voice, and that movie was creepy, but not in the way that I wanted it to be. I almost would have liked to see something a lot more fucking dark as far as animation goes, and also not recognizing the voice as being Dakota Fanning.
The book was a lot creepier than the movie.
The book was fucking terrifying.
I loved
it. I read it again as an adult, and I was like, yeah, this shit's crazy.
And I mean,
but,
even
but
the way...
But crazy doesn't sell well in terms of video format.
Yeah.
It does to a certain genre,
I don't care about
though.
That.
Certain it's genre, but this
I
is
mean,
a... I mean,
and to Neil
appeal.
Gaiman, yeah. Gaiman fans.
They wanted to appeal to kids in this one a little bit more to sell more tickets.
I mean, a majority of my friends and I were into, like, their super creepy Pan's Labyrinth, Everyone Dies, weird, you know, and, like, just in love with the creep. I know Caitlin's in love with the creep, and that's why I love Caitlin, because I'm in love with the creep, and Caitlin loves creep, too.
I like creepy things. Not, like, horror movies or scary movies, really. But
no,
like,
but just, like,
things
out
that
of the norm.
And out that make norm you a little itself. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Make you think. Yeah. Yep. And it's that fantasy element as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Has to be paired with that. But yeah, I mean, mainly it was just whenever there's an animated feature, like it's one thing that they used like Hannah Montana's little sister to voice Ponyo. That's fine, because I don't know Hannah Montana's little sister. It's like the Dakota Fanning.
I thought Hannah Montana had a brother.
She has both.
No, I mean on the show.
On the show. Yeah, she has a guy who plays Jackson. Jesus Christ.
I wanted to throw that out there based on the fact that I'd flipped through channels like, this is the weirdest fucking family I've ever seen.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They make no sense.
But yeah. No. So I was watching Tangled today, and I was like, yeah, that's definitely Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi.
Yep.
But I was pretty okay with that because...
Mandy Moore I'm a little okay with. A little more okay with. Yes.
Though I was watching Chuck before Tangled came out, so I was like, I like this guy. And that was really it. And realizing that the brother from Everyone Loves Raymond was one of the barbarians. Like, that was one of the things that jumped out in my head. But I was just like,
yeah, that's
oh,
right,
he
was.
Sing.
Awesome.
And Jeffrey Tambor was another one.
I liked Tangled.
Love Tangled.
Yeah. I mean, I have certain qualms with it, but I liked it overall.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah.
Still always makes me tear up at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
when we were, I just remember, I think it was you, me, and AJ, and maybe Dave or Joel. I'm not sure who all it was, but we went and we saw Tangled together, and it was like us
all boys.
And a whole bunch of parents with their, like,
it wasn't me.
Young daughters.
it was Joel and Dave. I wasn't in that equation. I went and saw it with Emily after everyone else.
Okay.
Cute.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is probably more appropriate than a bunch of guys going together, I guess.
Yeah. We're a bunch of grown-ass men going to see a movie that appeals to little girls. And we loved it.
Hey. Oh, but that's also because we were playing Left 4 Dead at the time, and The Frying Pan came out, and we all had that little, like, yeah. Frying Pan, it makes that sound in the game, it makes that sound in the movie, it works out too well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's all. No, the reason that you liked it is because you relate to Flynn Rider in your own head.
You hate horses. I got it.
What? How so?
You love Flynn, and he
and
does the eyebrow thing that you do, and you do hate your nose.
Sorry, I can pull out stuff. I was watching it today.
That's good.
Have you ever gotten your face drawn, and do they get your nose right?
Yeah.
People,
I'll draw a picture of you tonight.
People have drawn my face. I don't remember if they got the nose right or not.
I think Lola did in that one painting.
Yeah. Well, she's spot on all the time, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you'd remind me more of, like, Woody from Toy Story.
Yep.
That's probably...
I would imagine there would be a lot of snakes in your boot.
No snakes.
Just somebody
poison
no one else
somebody
do this.
Somebody poison the water hole.
I'll take care of this. Don't worry, you guys.
I got this.
no one else will ever have snakes in their boots because I will be the one to have the snakes in my boots.
Yes.
You're welcome. I am the St. Patrick of this moment.
Don't worry.
You truly are.
Yes.
What if there was? What if there was?
I had to think about that first. I was like, I didn't know St. Patrick wore boots. And I was like, oh, wait, no, you're focused on the snake part. That makes more sense now.
Oh my god! I didn't what know if St. Patrick wore boots?
What if there was a dark version of Woody where he really did have snakes in his boots, was like his secret weapon?
There is snakes. A dark side of Woody, snakes. And it's come out on Instagram where somebody modded up
a
Woody action figure. It's great and creepy at the same time.
Have you seen the ones where he's like
raping people?
Yes.
What?
Those are terrific.
What the fuck?
Yeah, somebody modded up a couple of the Woody action figures to have different facial expressions outside of the standard Woody archetype. Uh-huh. And so it looks like he just has this like shit-eating grin on his face, and his eyes are like just so to the point where it put in very specific poses.
No.
Like it's just the dirtiest interpretation of Woody that could exist.
No.
And there are ones where it's like he's raping other action figures.
No.
Or they take his head off and they put him on like a He-Man, naked He-Man character, and those are great.
He's just so happy to be there.
Oh man, those are good.
Oh dear.
So anyway, just look up like, well, I wouldn't say look up Dirty Woody because that is a really good place to start.
No, but I mean like, what if he were darker, but much like Peter Parker, the snake in his boot was radioactive and bit him and he became Snake Woody.
Oh, that just gets man. Too many dick with, in
you. Yeah, we have so many puns floating around this room right now.
I call him Wood Snake. Snake Wood. I don't know.
Man, it'd just
weird.
Be like, okay, that'd just be like, let's give up. On
or if you
whole...
wanted to go the CW route, it could be Poison Wood. Because that sounds like a teenage drama. Poison Wood. It I does. Love you. I hate you and I'm dating your sister.
I just remember when everyone was watching One Tree Hill, I didn't get it.
Nah. Never even got into it.
I never watched
about that show.
The show Smallville when people were watching that, but that guy from Smallville is really fucking attractive.
I had an ex-boyfriend who asked me to get plastic surgery to look like the brunette from One Tree Hill.
Was he going to foot the bill? I mean, if he made this request, the follow-up is just like, here's, you know, $20,000 so we can execute this plan rather than just like, hey, so you should change how you look for me in a severe way.
Yeah.
End of conversation.
I don't think he could foot the bill. He worked at Menards.
this is the pose that I need for this picture. There we go. Sorry.
Saving up for a while.
Cody.
Oh, really?
So bringing conversation back to something that's...
I have more news to if you want to branch off.
Yeah, let's do news.
Go ahead.
News is good.
So something that we had mentioned last week was how, much like how Netflix has financed projects that got their way to the Emmys, now they have two projects that are making their way to the Oscars, both of them documentaries, one about the political uprising in Egypt, the other one about 8-year-old, like seven or 8-year-old golfers, professional-level golfers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a release date for the golfer one.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The short game, aptly named. Mm-hmm. It will air on December 12th on Netflix. And I've seen previews for it, and it looks adorable. Like, I want to see the mini tantrums. Mm-hmm. But
it's like Toddlers and Tiaras, but like with boys
with golf
and
clubs.
Golf clubs. Yeah.
I feel like it would be a lot more constructive though, because they're playing a sport and not being taught that the way you look is the most important thing about you.
Yeah, it's
they're
just
given
they're
a goal
like really
to drive
good.
For, mm-hmm. And that was not an intended.
This is
golf
hurting
lawn.
My vision.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. I can see again.
Drive for.
Oh.
yuck.
Yep. Okay, so December 12th for that one.
So, and I was going to bridge off of that
any more of these puns.
Based on the fact that there's been actually a lot of recent content put on Netflix that is of quality. For example, I saw that Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl is now available on Netflix.
Oh, I missed that.
One movie that I definitely want to see, but I have to actually sit down and commit to it, is Robot and Frank. which is a Frank Langella movie, mm-hmm. if anyone knows Frank Langella.
Yep.
Apparently,
what else has he made?
He was Nixon in Frost Nixon. He was like the bad guy in Dave, the president movie with Kevin Kline. Mm-hmm. Help me out here if you can think of some Frank stuff too.
I thought maybe he had made something previous. Never mind.
Oh no, he's been in a lot of stuff. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. I just know him as Frank Langella, and that's it. But he's like this cat burglar who goes into retirement, and he's old enough that his family buys him a robot to like look after him, and then he like
I've seen reprograms for this
the robot to basically be his accomplice. Skyfall has already come up on Netflix.
Yeah,
and
I saw
is available.
One
not to miss, Requiem for a Dream.
Oh yeah,
is up on Netflix now.
Read the book.
Only watched that once.
Have you read the book?
No, I want to though.
Oh
it's
my
on
god,
list
that crazy ass book.
Yes,
because it's one of those things where I can't think of the author's name off the top of my head, but he really adheres to the structure of the written word to really convey how wackadoo some of these drug trips are. So like there are a couple of them where he just throws out the concept of punctuation. It just keeps going and going and going for pages upon pages upon, no indentation, no punctuation of any sort. It's just like you just have to keep reading.
Wow.
That's great.
And as I recall, I read it in high school, so it's been a bit now, but I think my favorite character is still the crazy fridge, if anyone's seen the movie.
No.
Not for a long time, actually.
But other things I was going to say, a lot of other content is coming to Netflix or has come to Netflix already, depending on release date. We had mentioned last week Aziz Ansari's mm-hmm. Buried Alive.
Yeah,
is now
we
available
watched
on
that.
There.
Is it good?
Yes.
It's hilarious.
It's so good. It's not as good as the previous specials he's released. But
wrong?
I think
okay,
the second
one. His first one was great. His second one I didn't like.
I liked
this.
I think I liked one of the first two. I don't remember if it was the first one or the second one.
I think the first one was definitely better than the second one. The second one was funny, but it didn't have as much.
Which was one that had Randy at the end?
I think that was the second one.
Okay, the first one then. Yeah, you're right. The first one's better. Because the Randy one's the one that I don't like.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's getting away from me. We'll adjust it in a little
bit.
If anyone was interested, the TV show Sister Wives about polygamy, thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Is coming to Netflix. So if
it's
you want,
it's already been on for a while.
But season four.
Getting...
Season four is on there now.
Oh, awesome!
So you can get your fill. Of that. Glee season 4, which I could care less about.
Yes.
Flight, starring Denzel Washington. Sharknado, which...
Yep. Yes.
I saw a picture online of someone who went as Sharknado as their
costume. I saw a lot
costume.
Of costumes, yeah.
It was so funny.
I watched the beginning of it.
It was really well done.
Actually. I was not able
the
to get to the
costume,
actual
the
Sharknado
movie.
Part because it was just so bad.
Yeah.
Wait, so how did the sharks get in the tornado?
Basically, it was like a huge migration of sharks coming north past LA, because of global warming. And there was a hurricane that was hitting LA as well at the exact same time, which...
Now, why wouldn't they call it Sharkicane?
Why would they set it in California?
Horror shark.
Why wouldn't they put it on the coast?
Because
Tara
Reid is in the movie and they need to have whores in it.
Tara Reid needs
but could
to
she have just decided
Cali.
To move to like?
She was New probably
Orleans.
Like, "If I'm gonna do this movie, it's gonna be in California." Okay,
well, film at my house,
guys.
Pretty much. I don't think she's left her house yet.
There are just so many things wrong with that.
Yep,
it's one of those bad movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tara Reid.
And then
has
a hurricane
aged.
Comes and it picks up all the sharks because obviously sharks can't sense a hurricane coming.
Yeah.
Or
no. They
whatever the fuck. Global warming, escaping global warming is much more important.
No, see, they're trying to escape global warming by getting out of the water in any way, shape, or
that's
form.
That's right, they're like,
so they
you know what?
Into the hurricane to get
we
up into the air.
We could evolve
this water
into
is
flying
too warm
sharks.
Because of global warming.
Other than
it's
that,
too warm.
The remake
the
of Red Dawn is coming in a couple
we'll
of weeks.
We'll be cloud sharks.
My Week with Marilyn, starring Michelle Williams.
That's on there?
Coming November 23rd.
Awesome. I'll be watching that.
A movie I've never heard of called Starbuck, which is about this slacker's disturbed life when he finds out his many sperm donations has given him more than 500 kids, with 100 of them looking for their real father.
Oh, yeah, who plays that guy?
Oh, boy.
Patrick Hord.
Okay, I don't know.
French people, it looks like.
I've seen previews for that one.
And then this current incarnation of, hey, let's attack the White House in movies. So Olympus Has Fallen.
Is that the one with Channing Tatum?
No, that's the other one. That's the one with Jamie Foxx that I think might still be in theaters. Mm. But this is the one where it's Morgan Freeman's president. And Gerard Butler is a disgraced service, Secret Service agent. When Korean terrorists are going Korean this time,
of course.
Threaten the White House. And then The Host.
Mm-mm.
That one's showing up. I don't know anything about that one.
That one is based on a Stephenie Meyer book. So if it you is. Like Twilight, oh, go
which,
for it.
By the way, the book was better than the Twilight series because it
The
did.
Book wasn't bad, but it was a ripoff of a lot of other books.
It was. I was just glad that they didn't have the woman run into a man to save her.
Yeah, that was good.
Yep.
Way to, like, pull on the whole, like, this is feminist Rachel on the podcast tonight. Which is not.
This is feminist Rachel in real life all the time.
Yep.
This doesn't turn off.
Unless you're a man.
You're my best friend.
And then in heteroculture, I brought everyone beer.
Yay!
So I can at least contribute from the other side a little bit.
Oh, man.
And both of you look pretty, so I'll throw that out there, too.
Thanks.
So I'll just keep being...
I love men. There's nothing wrong with men.
I know. I'm just trying to keep the positive side of oppressive heteroculture okay.
Oh, that's part of non-oppressive heterocultural.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why I threw in oppressive, but it's just, I think, I totally see that it is oppressive, so I'm trying to be like subculture while
you
being
look
in
awesome.
Primary
and
culture.
It doesn't and have to be hetero culture. I mean, the whole point is we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, which means you have the freedom to do whatever you want as well.
So within the
bounds
cultural
of
norms that I feel comfortable with, yeah. Like
exactly.
Giving out glow sticks for a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is totally normal.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the whole point is you could bring beer if you wanted to. Or you could wear a dress if you wanted to, just like
yeah,
I could
kilt.
Do anything a man could
do. Or you could
be
reading from the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Let's just do what we want to.
Very libertarian.
That is, rather.
Cheers to that. Which, actually, this is a good time for us to take a break.
Yes.
Commercially hey. Stuff. And then come back and play a game of some sort.
Yay!
Okay. Yeah!
Games.
Break. Hello, fellow bufferers. This is Dan Whalen coming to you from the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Adam Erdman and I were joined by Rachel Eaton and Katie Shea Robertson for episode 107, which was taped on November 12th, 2013. So we had that annoying 11-12-13 that everyone wouldn't shut up about on Facebook. So we taped that night, which was fantastic, and you've heard the conversation that we've had so far about Marvel and whatnot. But we have games coming up next. We gave the old college try to playing Movie Bluff, but instead we went a more collaborative route to suit everyone's needs. And we actually had a really, really great round of Build-A-Title that we played. So definitely check that out and see if you can think of anything that we could not... You know, we tend to give up when we just can't come up with stuff. But if you can think of something... Definitely shoot us a message. Let us know where we forgot about something that was very basic and stupid and we gave up too soon. But before we get to Build-A-Title, a couple things that we need to plug. First, you've probably heard this a couple times. I keep mentioning this. We have a new music theme for the show, which was okayed by Samuel Truth, a great musician who opted to allow us to use his theme or one of his songs for our theme. Definitely check out Samuel Truth on, I think it's Bandcamp, so samueltruth.bandcamp.com. Fun music. You can hear it in the background right now, so definitely check that out. samueltruth.bandcamp.com. And while you're online, you can definitely check out the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of all of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks including games and conversations that we had after the show was done, or in between if we just kind of left the system running. So check those out at bufferingpodcast.com. You can find Buffering Podcast on social media. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Twitter, we're at bufferpodcast. For both of those, updates about the site, about the show, upcoming guests, photos, teasers, etc. Definitely check those out. Like us, follow us, please. We would really greatly appreciate it and let this buffering buddy system grow. And you can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. On iTunes, you can search for Buffering Podcast, my name, Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. And for Stitcher, go to Stitcher.com or download the Stitcher Smart Radio app for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. So that's everything. So thank you for listening to episode 107. And here is Build a Title. Enjoy.
Do we want to ditch this one and start a new one now that we have a good concept going?
Yeah.
Yep, let's do that.
Yep.
So, here we are in the game portion of the show.
Yeah.
And
we'll add that last one in anyway, for fun.
Yeah, we have decided that it will be Build a Title this evening.
Woo!
So, we need a good jumping off point. What should we choose?
How about...
I keep thinking of one word titles. It's not helping. So I'm going through Disney titles in my head, seeing which one would be a good starter.
You've got mail.
Like yeah.
You've got mail.
Oh, you've got mail. That's a good one.
But you. Oh, what's that called?
What's a movie about college that ends in you?
Oh no no. Okay. I got one. PC. You've got mail. Because it's PCU.
Ah. Okay, PC, you've got mail.
But that's...
P okay. is not a good jumping off point. I agree. I retract.
Okay.
Because I can't think of the name.
It's something like Only You is one, I think.
Is there a movie called Mailman?
Postman.
Postman. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, maybe we need a new jumping off point.
Well, no. What's the name of the Sandra Bullock movie? Oh, no. It could only happen to You've Got Mail.
Huh. Okay.
That wasn't the movie I was trying to think of, but I'll take a Nick Cage film any day. So, It Could Only Happen to You've Got Mail.
Lemony Snicket Could Only Happen to You've Got Mail.
Lemony Snicket's what? Series of unfortunate events.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
We're not adding on authors to this.
Dang.
Okay.
I thought that was just the movie title, obviously.
Okay, so let's see if this applies to the phonetic rule. It could only happen to You've Got Malians.
Yeah, because it has aliens.
Yeah, I want to make sure I got approval rather than just declaring.
You have the full consonant.
Oh, okay.
You just have the...
I'm with you. Yep.
Okay, so then on top of that, it could only happen to You've Got Malians versus Predator. Oh, wait, no, that's Alien versus Predator.
Well, isn't there a movie just called Alien?
Yeah, so Alien versus Predator. Okay, so I'll retract my S and just say... So now it could only happen to You've Got Malian versus Predator.
So would this count Predator, like... Predaterminator?
Yeah.
It could only happen to You've Got Malian versus Predaterminator. Predaterminator. Yep.
Yeah.
It works. Okay. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Predaterminator. Later.
Two. No.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Der.
Terminator. Minimal.
Terminal. Yep.
Terminator.
Predaterminator.
Minol. Really rolls off the tongue, this movie. It could only happen to You've Got Malian versus Predaterminator.
Wow. I like this.
All. Oh, okay. Another one that it might be a stretch, but still. It could only happen to You've Got Malian versus Predeterminal. I don't like it. Oh. I retract already.
What if you take the all and you're like, all our children?
Terminal our children.
It's all my children, isn't it?
It's like more like true. A UL terminal, versus AL.
Terminal my children.
Terminal my children.
Terminal.
Not quite.
Not
I don't
quite.
Think it's quite there.
Yeah.
Almost.
Terminal.
About Schmidt could happen to you. Got Malian versus Predeterminal.
Nice.
So about or ub.
Is Terminal Velocity a movie or just a thing?
It's a video game. I think
it's a movie.
Club. It's a movie. Terminal Velocity, yeah.
Let me look it up. I'll look it up.
Club. The Breakfast Club out. Club out. Club.
Ooh. I would take that. The Breakfast Club out. Schmidt.
Could happen to You've Got
Malian versus
Terminal.
The Breakfast Club out Schmidt could only happen to You've Got Malian versus Predeterminal.
They're all empty, don't worry.
Okay. Good.
That was just my empty stash.
Breakfast.
Breck.
Terminal Velocity was a movie starring Charlie Sheen.
It seemed like something would be like
so,
that.
So.
Breck.
Yep. Terminal Velocity. So. My hands are
getting tight. Why? Just holding
That's
things?
That's my typical sign.
Oh, okay. Well, you are drinking left-hand beer, so.
Yes.
Your left hand is feeling tight because you're drinking left-hand beer.
So the Breakfast Club about Schmidt could only happen to You've Got Malian versus Predator.
Terminal
Velocity.
Got it.
City of Angels.
You had it too. You had it too.
Ah, okay. City of Angels in
the
outfield.
Damn it.
Field of Dreams.
Outfield of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Dreams. Oh, if only we could skip the what dreams mean.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too.
Yeah, dreams.
Dreams. Dreams. Dream. Eames.
Dreams. I dreams of Genie.
Okay, so let's go through the. So it's Breakfast Club out. Schmidt could happen to You've Got Malian versus Predeterminal Velocity of Angels in the outfield of dreams.
Yep.
Wow. I like it.
That's I think one of our best ones so far.
I like it.
Breck. Dreams. Breh.
Dreams of...
It's like Abracadabra, but there's no Abracadabra movie.
Abracadaniel.
I don't remember it's TV shows, too. So
yeah.
Breck. Stanley Kubrick. It's a movie, right?
What movies start with the word dreams?
I think the
More
S
TV
is what's
going
to hurt us.
Dreams.
Like dream versus dreams.
Dreams
like,
of...
Akira
Kurosawa made a movie called Dreams, but that doesn't help us.
No. I've got one. So it's Breakfast Club out Schmidt could happen to
could
you.
Only
got
It could only happen to you.
Yeah, about Schmidt could...
Only...
Only.
It could only happen. It could happen to you. I'm sorry.
You said only.
I'm sorry. Get rid of only. It could happen to you.
Okay.
I've been adding that. Okay. It's one of those non-essential middle words. So,
Schmidt
Breakfast Club out Schmidt could happen to you. You've got Malian versus Predeterminal Velocity of Angels in the Outfield of Dreamscape. Sci-fi TV show Dreamscape.
Yeah. Yep.
So now scape. I'm sorry that...
Or cape.
Scape, cape, ape.
Cape. Cape Fear.
Cape Fear. Nice.
Dreamscape Fear.
Fear. And Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh,
nice.
This is getting so good. Okay, so we're going to go all the way through. Adam, if you want to try this one.
I can do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you're reading it off. Yeah, we're trying to go from memory.
So the Breakfast Club bout Schmidt could happen to you've got Malian versus Terminal velocity of angels in the outfield of dreamscape
fear
and loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, wait, ready? The Breakfast Club out Schmidt could happen to you've got Malian versus Predator Terminal velocity of angels in the outfield of dreamscape fear and loathing in Las Vegas. Oh crap, I got to hear and I totally get they guess who's coming to dinner.
Ooh.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, got it. So with that it would be breakfast Breakfast Clubout Schmidt could happen to you've got Malian versus Predeterminate Terminal Velocity of Angels in the Outfield of Dreamscape Fear and Loathing and Loss. Vague guess who's coming to dinner for schmucks.
Yep, I guessed it ahead of time, so I rammed it in there already.
I'm sorry that schmucks is the schmucks. Is the ending that I offer up, but
I like it because we could end there.
There's got to be something for Breck.
Other than the school.
No.
Oh, wait.
But does the count?
No. We drop the's and A's and things like that. Like, we wouldn't do a Scanner Darkly. It'd just be Scanner Darkly.
There was a movie that I was actually going to plug because I watched it a lot during my childhood and I just recently rediscovered it.
Star Breck.
Called Shipwrecked.
Shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Shipwrecked.
You're so close.
I bet there's a movie called Shipwreck. If you're willing to bet. Shipwreck.
Oh, is that that Goldie Hawn movie?
Yes. It's that or it's something very similarly titled. I know what you're talking about.
I will investigate this one.
Okay. Ship Breakfast Club out Schmidt could happen to you've got Malian versus Predator Terminal velocity of angels in the outfield of dreamscape fear and loathing in Las Vegas who's coming to dinner for schmucks.
Not bad.
You know, I'm pretty proud of that in its own.
I feel like that went really long. It did a good job right there.
And that's actually one of the longest that we've probably had that we were successful upon. So
nice.
That one came together very quickly, yes.
So there are a lot of no-name shipwreck things that I wouldn't really count.
Oh.
Because they're not what we were thinking of at all. And the top hit for, even I put in shipwreck.
Well, think about like other movies with gypsies. Wreck at the end.
Ralph, wreck.
Reckless? Like, is there anything that starts with reckless?
Well, no, but it's got to end with wreck.
Because it has to end with wreck.
The wreck?
Muck.
Car wreck?
Muck. Car wreck. Muck. Muck. I think we may be at a standstill on this one.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad one to end with.
We're at mucks, really.
Mucks. Yeah, that's right. I forgot the S.
This one's good.
Okay, so one more time. It's Breakfast Clubout Schmidt could happen to you've got Malian versus Predeterminate Terminal Velocity of Angels in the Outfield of Dreamscape Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Guess who's
coming to dinner for schmucks.
Yep.
It's not bad.
Correctamundo.
Cool. That was awesome.
That was pretty good. And actually took us like halfway through the game segment just to come up with that one.
Well, let's do another.
We'll do one more and we'll see what happens with that.
Do you want to come up with one for us to start with?
A TV show or something?
Sleeping Beauty. Should be able to come up with
Sleeping Beauty and the
Beast.
Sleeping Beauty and the Beast Wars. The wars. Ugh. I may even retract that.
While you were Sleeping Beauty and the Beast Wars.
While you were Sleeping Beauty so it's not something that ends and in the y. Beast Wars.
Why?
Super Y. Actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a PBS show.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Super While You Were Sleeping. And
While You Were Sleeping Beauty and the Beast Wars.
Warship?
Warsaw.
Warsaw. Sandwich.
Yep, that's
War
it.
Sandwich.
That's yep. War Sandwich. War Sandwich.
Sorry, guys, that was a bad one to start with.
No, no, okay. I said wars. It's on me at this point.
War pigs.
Like worst or something? Wars. Wars, Chester sauce.
Okay, so this doesn't add anything. I was thinking of the soup. So the soup, the super Y. No,
but didn't it used to be talk soup?
Oh yeah, it is talk soup.
Yeah.
No, wait, is it?
I thought it was talk soup.
No, I think. Well, I'm thinking of the soup.
Yeah.
But they have They have a segment on there called Talk Soup.
Because
I remember it. There's the little vocal tagline that went with it. Mmm, so meaty.
Well, I'm just going to find out.
Yeah, if we could do some mini research.
Yes, what?
It tastes like an oatmeal stout.
It's a movie.
No. But it's not.
I have a TV series.
Do you want this one instead? Yeah, it's a TV series. You. Yeah, it's a talk show. Yeah, it is the one I was thinking of.
Oh, see, I was thinking of The Soup with
Yeah,
with what's his name, Hale.
This is like the original version. Talk Soup is what it started
was.
As. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, talk. And then it just became The Soup. So we've got Talk what? Super Y.
You while you were sleeping, Beauty
and the Beast Wars.
The camera stopped.
Yeah, the camera stopped again.
Okay.
Yeah, we have at least four rotations so far, so yeah. I'm gonna have plenty to work with.
Sweet. Talk super while you were super while you were sleeping, Beauty and the Beast Wars.
Walking, talk, soup.
Could we do, like, instead, could we get rid of wars and go, like, beast down, or beast bound and down? Like
I'd take that sub.
Yep, cool.
I knew that wars was kind of a stopper, so I was willing to retract that when need be. But would walking tall, like, talk, soup? Like, I feel like it might be too hard of an A.
Walking tall.
Soup. Walking, talk, soup.
Downtown Abbey?
No. Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey, yeah.
He's bound in Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
B movie.
Or be cool.
I like be cool.
Fine.
Or be movie. I don't know. Movie. What starts?
Be cool runnings.
Be cool runnings.
No, let's
lock
go with
B
movie for Vendetta.
No.
Yeah.
Cool runnings. If we can work cool runnings.
I'm actually
kind
of torn on both of these. It's almost like one of those.
What are you going to do with Vendetta?
Fine.
Runnings.
What are you going to do with Runnings?
Sings with Wolves.
Runnings. That'd be like Sings with Wolves.
Runnings.
Runnings.
The S kind of.
Runnings.
Running. Ings.
Ings.
Runnings with, yeah. Vendetta might actually be the better option.
Yep.
It is a better option. I'm going to throw my weight that way.
Right.
As happy as I was to say Cool Runnings.
And as happy as I was to hear you say Cool Runnings. So where are we at now? We're at...
B-movie for Vendetta.
Right. Yeah, B-movie for Vendetta.
Right.
So one of mine got in. I'm okay with it.
The beginning, however, what's at the beginning now?
Talk super... Talk super while you were sleeping, Beauty and the Beast bound in Downton Abbey movie for Vendetta.
Okay.
Like edible.
See, I get like tuz and like touch, but I can't think of.
Touched by Tommy an angel? Boy? Is that one?
Vendetta touch. I'd take that.
Touch. Yeah, okay.
V for Vendetta touch. Vendetta touched by an angel.
Vendetta touched by an angel.
We should stay away from repeats.
What we used before.
Joel. The only thing that makes me think of is Angel from Buffy.
Yeah. Angel.
Joel.
And Jolly.
There has to be several movies that start with Angel.
There are a lot, but I just can't think.
Angel. Like Angel on My Shoulder or something.
Yeah. We won't play on a game of assumptions. It's just going to be.
I know.
Angel face. Sure.
Laser face.
Thanks. Joel.
What about Angelina the Ballerina?
Ooh, I think that was a PBS show.
It was. My sister loved it. My sister's a ballerina, so.
I loved those books.
They were so good.
We'll take that.
Ballerina.
Ballerina.
Like nothing to lose.
Or like not another.
Ballerina, not another teen movie. Or
ooh. Whatever.
Yeah.
Now we're on movie again.
Not.
Movie.
Vehicular Venus. Homicide.
Venus.
Veep.
Oh, Veep. Veep.
Veep. Yep.
Veep.
But Eep is.
Eep. Epitome.
If only it was called Eep Real Monsters.
Yeah.
Or like Epic Movie, but no.
That was the foreign release for that.
Yeah.
They don't know how to pronounce our horrible phonetics, so it's epic movie. Epic movie, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Or maybe it's just like Fargo-ish.
I just keep thinking of Pokemon. It's such a problem. I'm like, Movinosaur.
I bet they watched it while eating hot dish, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Oh, yeah, betcha. Goodness.
Venus flytrap, Venus.
Movie 43.
Oh, good. Yeah. That was the movie I watched in Fast Forward because I didn't actually want to commit to that
one.
Movie what? 43.
Movie 43.
I don't know what that is.
It's crap.
It's on Netflix.
It's garbage. A lot of big names in it, though. It's just garbage.
Yeah.
43 Musketeers.
Three men and a baby.
Three Musketeers.
So Ears it had Tim Curry. Tears
of the Sun. Tears of the Sun. That's a movie.
Of the Sundays in the Park with George.
Is that a movie title?
I don't know if they made that musical into a movie, but I feel like they did.
Son of Sam.
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. I like that better.
Sons of.
Key and Peele.
Nice.
Sorry.
What's that?
It's a Comedy Central sketch show. K-E-Y.
Peel.
P-E-E-L-E. Peel. Eel.
Peel.
Electric.
Peel.
I feel like you're onto something.
It's the PBS show, Electric Company.
Electric Company.
Electric Company.
Electric. Electric Company.
So knee.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let's get a recap here.
Company. Okay. Talk super while you were Sleeping Beauty and the Beast Bound in Downton Abbey movie for Vendetta Vendetta touched by an Angelina the ballerine, not another teen movie. 43 Musketeers of the Sons of Anarchy and Electric Company.
Okay.
Wow.
Want to get caught up on that a little bit because we're doing well again.
Is Company of Heroes a movie or TV it's show like Company or video Man. Game?
Okay, in the beginning, Talk. Does anybody remember the show Girl Talk?
I know the band and the game.
There was a show like Girl Talk, which was like a teenage The View.
Sure.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Girl Talk. Girl.
Oh,
if only we could stick it in there.
Yeah, I thought girl interrupted right away.
Yeah.
I thought girl with the dragon tattoo. Yeah. My girl.
Oh, nice.
My girl talk super while you were Sleeping Beauty and the Beast Bound in Downton Abbey movie for Vendetta touched by an Angelina the ballerina. Touched by an Angelina the ballerina just gets me.
This mouse the in a tutu ballerina came up and just kind of grabbed my junk and ran.
Tears of the Sons of Anarchy and P Electric Company.
You know what? A mouse in a tutu come up and grab my junk is my quotable. I like that more than the other
one. Enjoy
your
nightmares tonight.
Yes.
Good job.
Wow.
I swear Company Man is a movie.
Company Men or Man?
I don't
because,
know if it's Men or Man.
Because it came out within the last 2 years. Ben Affleck was in it. Mm-hmm. Chris Cooper was in it.
Yeah. I think Company it's Man.
Can we say it's Men and then say Men in Tights?
That's Robin Hood Men in Tights. But we could do Men in Black.
Oh,
men
yes.
Black. But hold on. 1 second. I'm okay. going to verify
Yeah, find
here.
If it's Man or Men.
I'm just going to type in.
I feel like it's Man, but it might be Men. Black.
Men.
Swan.
Men.
Okay, Company Men in Black.
Black Swan. Swan Lake. They turned that into a movie.
Or Swan Princess something?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Swan Princess. Yeah.
Swan Princess.
Princess Bride.
Bride, yep.
Which is going to be a stage show, which is cool.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Just Bride.
Frankenstein's Monster.
Frankenstein's. Monster.
Monsters Inc.
Or Thank University.
You. University. That might be better.
City. You have.
Yeah, we don't want to tread back over the same path. So let's go Inc.
Well, but there is a lot of lot to work with for City.
Or Monsters Ball.
Well, maybe if we did like Monsters Incorporated.
No, it's Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
Monsters Inc. Oh, the C. I was thinking of In Good Company, but that.
Ink Good Company.
Ink Good Company.
Well, okay, so let's flesh this out.
Incredibles.
Okay, do you want to hear the
Incredibles.
Whole thing?
Incredibles.
Yeah, Incredibles. I take that.
And then it could be like edibles.
Or
edibles.
Ibbles.
Bulls.
It's not incredible, it's Incredibles.
Yeah, I know.
Bulls.
But it's also a reasonable stopping point Bulls. Because we are getting close to Bulls. End time.
Okay. Bulls.
Yeah. Bulls. One more recap.
Okay. My girl talk super while you were Sleeping Beauty and the Beast Bound in Downton Abbey movie for Vendetta touched by an Angelina the ballerina, not another teen movie. 43 Musketeers of the Sons of Anarchy and P Electric Company. Men in Black, Swan Princess Bride of Frankenstein's Monsters Incredibles.
I'll
never be able to look at a tutu ever again.
That was long.
That was very nice.
Good job, team.
I liked it.
Good job.
So, Rachel, usually at the end of this, we offer up plugs of anything that we know that's going on Friday or thereafter when the episode drops. So, do you have anything going on that either you're involved in or something that you are looking forward to Friday or thereafter that you think other people should know about?
I work 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Chanhassen Barley's. Come in and visit me. It'll be fun.
Have you been to Kai's Sushi over there?
I haven't.
Oh, wait, but shellfish,
sushi,
I know.
I'm allergic to shellfish. But Saturday is our sample day, and they are sampling some delicious bratwurst. So come on in and try that out. I'll be there in the front end.
Cool.
That's you're my so main job.
And then are you on social media other than Stalker Book that is followable? Instagram, Twitter?
I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter for Caitlin. So you
just
can find
me.
My posts, because every single one ends with ladies. Other than that, you can find me on my LinkedIn page under my real name, Rachel Eaton.
There you go.
It's pretty baller.
Producer Katie, how about you?
I'll have things closer, because I couldn't tell you the dates right now. I should have come prepared. Normandale's putting on Metamorphoses, but I'm pretty sure that's next month, so I'm not going to plug it right now.
Well, does their theater department have a website that you could endorse to some degree?
But I also have like 10% battery left.
Okay, well, let's not push it
then. So yeah, go to Normandale to see their shows, because we just saw Red, Adam and I did, not very long ago, and that was really great.
So good.
They're doing well this year. Michael Torsch and the fabulous Emily Rudd has returned. She's beautiful and kind of crazy, ridiculous, internet fame woman. So yeah, it's good stuff. We love her. I'm excited to see her perform again. It'll be good. Other than that, I don't know. Come buy my muffins at the Marsh to show my boss that I'm really good at coming up with types of muffins.
And they're really delicious.
Totally delicious.
The Marsh on Minnetonka Boulevard.
Sure.
Yes, just to specify a little bit.
Unless they fire me, then don't go.
Yeah.
But they won't fire her because she's amazing.
I don't know.
Adam, how about you?
Well, I don't really have a whole lot this week. Yeah, no, not that much. Not much going on. So you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. You can find out what music I'm listening to on Last FM, my handle there being admin7. And yeah, oh, well, I will throw out a plug for the movie that I mentioned earlier, which was one that I just by how well I knew all the lines and the music and stuff like that. It's one of those movies that I kind of forgot that I watched repeatedly when I was a kid. And that is Shipwrecked. It's a Walt Disney movie where pretty much the only recognizable actor in it is Gabriel Byrne, and he plays a scary pirate. And it's just, maybe it's just because I remember it so well from my childhood, but it's an awesome movie. It's so great. There's so much ridiculous stuff that happens. And there are, like, it starts on a farm in Norway and goes all the way to, like, the tropics. And it's all set in kind of, I think it's the 1800s. And there are pirates and booby traps and natives and all kinds of, you know, buried treasure and things like that. So, and being stranded on desert islands. And yeah, it's just fun. So I'm definitely going to pick it up. I found it randomly on YouTube again, and that's kind of how I picked up on it again. And the soundtrack is amazing. Holy trumpets. Dan, what do you got?
The one thing that I have been endorsing recently is the Comedy Central show At Midnight, which is a fun roundup of social media junk with lots of comedians. Really funny. Available on Hulu.com to watch. I'm actually punching in my submission for tonight's hashtag wars, which is ruin a website. So I'm coming up with something for that. But it's really fun where a bunch of comedians come on and they make fun of internet junk. It's available after the Colbert Report if you have Comedy Central at home. Otherwise, on Hulu the next day, it's available. Really funny stuff. I think they're doing a couple weeks of it to see if people like it, which it's been getting a lot of reception so far. Otherwise, we'll see if something develops from that. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen. And I think that's it for now. So that wraps it up for episode 107. So thank you, Rachel and Katie, for joining us for episode 107.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You. Yes, thank you, ladies.
Thank you yes. for this and we beer.
Will, yes. And glow sticks. Lots
and
of glow sticks.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I love you, Laserface.
Yeah, Tron
Thanks
episode.
For the shout out.
And we will see everyone next week for episode 108.
All right. Woo-hoo.